Truba today?
Yeah, he's good tomorrow.
Oh, he is good, okay. The local chapter has nominated Andre Pavlik. Three, I think, characteristics that that seem to serve him well. Is there one that sticks out to you between sportsmanship or dedication or perseverance?
I think it would be the perseverance and just on the events that took place. I know it's a short period of time, but that was a real difficult thing for him to go through, giving up a goal like he did in St. Louis and being able to come back, not just with a performance, but five straight where he was the best player on the ice. Mental toughness that it takes to do that. So I'm pleased for him. He did some good work this summer. It's not adversity, it's competition that what led to him not getting the net more during the year, and not even really poor performance by himself. He played well in those stretches, just Mike's numbers were just an awful lot better at the time. But he stayed with it, so he gave himself a chance and our hockey team a chance to get the best out of him at a critical time.
Well, you didn't want to comment on Dustin's situation until you knew. Just your thoughts now on it being four games?
Well, I know the person. I know the man. The event. It wasn't retaliatory. But at the end of the day, we are responsible for our own actions, and it was a cross-check, and it was a dangerous one. So I have no problem with the suspension. I've said that here and before I got here, I have no problem really with any of the suspensions that happen in the league, and that's true of Evander Kane or Adam Lowry's suspension earlier, and I think people in hockey do. The rub is that we will always disagree on the weight of those suspensions. So is it two, is it four, is it ten? I have no problem with what the league decides with that. Where I'm going to disagree at times is, which hits worse. Is the Roussel hit worse than that? I don't have to make those decisions. It's a tough job. I've seen two hits from behind in my mind that are worse than the two that our guys got suspended for. But that's my job, right? I'm going to protect my guys and always see them in the best possible life. Alain Vigneault wanted the electric chair. And I've got a lot more time for Dustin than that. So we will always be a little agitated about what we feel is the unfairness of it. From my point of view, though, I think you can hand out heavier suspensions on all these events. I think the players will make the adjustment. The tough part is being consistent with it, and it is tough. It's not an easy thing to get to. So we take the four games. We did something we shouldn't do, and we move on, pay the price and move on.
When he was out of the lineup for those nine games, so Jacob and Tyler both play heavier minutes. Presuming that that's something that we're going to see again in these next four, are those two players almost excel with heavier minutes?
Well, they both are capable of it, and we've seen it, and they're also, and I guess this isn't as true for Tyler, he's been in the league so long, they're training for that job. Jacob Truba will be that kind of minute defenseman. Tyler is, and will continue to be. He's only 25, 26 years old. He's still a young man, but they're both capable of it.
Are you a? Do you believe in a must win prior to an elimination game?
No, I don't. But that doesn't change. So coaches would say, "Yeah, this is a must win." It's all about the pressure that you're trying to put on your room. You're dialing that. How hard you want it to be? No, there isn't until there is a must win game. I don't see how that would ever change how hard you're going to play. We there's five games left for us, four. Mathematically, we hold our playoff destiny in our hands. You can say what you want about the other team's opponents or about ours, but the puck's going to drop, and away we go. As of right now, we win out, we're in.
When you talk to a guy like Blake Lear, you can almost feel that urgency oozing out of him. But when you talk to a guy like Andre, it's cool, calm, and collected. Not to suggest one way is right or wrong, but is it good to have a combination of those kind of mentalities in a room?
Look at the drivers of what they're going to be asked to do. Blake Wheeler is going to go out and expend maximum energy on absolutely every shift tomorrow. He's going to hit everything. He's not going to take a soft stride all over the ice. So that takes a certain mentality to physically and mentally prepare for that. Your goaltender, you don't want him covering a lot of ice. You don't want him throwing any hits. So it's a different mentality in terms of getting themselves prepared to be as good as they can be.
The length of the suspension aside, does Byfuglien owe the team an apology for putting himself in this situation?
I didn't feel that penalty. First of all, we're back. He's not feeling too good about himself right now. I mean, you don't work as hard as this group has, and being a part of it, no different than the goal that Pav let in. It might be the exact same thing. Pav came in and stopped about 15 shots, and he was great. He lets that one in, and he feels terrible. Dustin Byfuglien's been great for our team this year. It wasn't a situation, hey, I'm going to cross-check this guy in the back of the net and see if I can get away with it. He threw a cross-check that went way too high on a guy that was on his way down, and it cost us. So what Dustin Byfuglien owes this team is for that Calgary game to be the best game that he can possibly play.
Paul, both games against Vancouver have been on the back end of back-to-backs this season. What's it going to mean, and how much does it help going into tomorrow with fresh legs?
5-8 both times we went in there on back-to-back, and had the lead at both points in the game. You'd like to see a better push through, but the environment of this game, I do think, takes a lot of that and evens that playing field out. Everybody spends what they have in a game like tomorrow night. So I'm ready.
Is there an instance this year you can think of Andre Pavlik? You know, he seems to have a lot of fun when he's out there on the ice. More fun than a lot of other guys, you know, tapping guys on the butt and smiling, things like that. Is there an instance this year that, or since you've known, or since you've coached him, I guess, that you can think of where kind of Andre exuded that sportsmanship that...
This is the smile. There were two... The enjoyment, I think, and the recognition after the game in New York, the 1-0 shootout win for our team. And then walking off the bench in Dallas, and the guys are all mobbing him in front of the net. He had a huge smile on his face because he knew he'd absolutely just robbed the other team, and that's got to feel good. So, they like to see the players appreciate what he does, but it's almost just as good when you see the individual realize that he's done something special.
I think the games are tougher with results in tight ones that get away as opposed to overcome, maybe?
I don't know the answer to that. They're different when you have a game that completely gets away from you, and sometimes you see that in these pressure, you go on a run and then you get clubbed 5-1 or something like that because the game just gets away from you and you lose that, the energy that comes with a positive emotion. You bring more anger back after you feel that you deserved a better fate, but you bring more self-doubt back after you get clubbed by one and one. So we felt and we believe that we've played better in our last two losses than we did in a stretch of games where we won 5 in a row. But the urgency side, there's going to be a little bit of everything in that game tomorrow.